word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we thank the Lord for the time that we have to visit with you on the radio, there in your home or in your office or automobile or wherever it is you hear the program. I give thanks to the Lord for this blessed privilege. I want to start today talking about the fact that, you know, we have been called of the Lord, we being Christians, have been called of the Lord to serve the living God. And God, of course, is so great that he can make the wrath of men to praise him. They think that they are doing evil and harm against you, and all the while, they still are serving God's purpose. They still cannot get away from the fact that they are going to be doing God's purpose. People who say they don't want anything to do with the Lord, they don't want anything to do with the Word of God, they still will serve God's purpose. The Lord will be glorified. The arm of man is simply too short to box with God, and man's mind is too small to foil God's program and plan. This past weekend, we were just taking a ride, my wife and I, through the country, and I remember a place where a train had jumped the track many years ago. And I told my wife of this account that the train had fallen over in this particular place and the impact it had on the area. I don't recall what caused this train derailment, but I do know that it did happen. That was one of the first ones I'd ever seen, a large train being derailed. Well, you know, the thing that I want to use in this on today's program about that matter of the derailment is that sometimes people can put things on the track and cause a derailment, I think. And they feel like, and then there are others who try to put things on the track to cause a derailment. Many times there is a car or truck that has, you know, that the train will crash into and it'll cause a derailment. But you'll never find anything big enough to derail God's plan. And you've heard of the invisible person. You ever felt like the invisible person? I have a friend who's blind, and many times when people are talking about him, they will say, used to say to his wife, does he want one of these? Or does he want this? Or will he? And he has often said, well, I'm here, I can answer. And she said that too. He can answer for himself. That's because he doesn't see doesn't mean he's invisible or he has no feelings or cannot respond. Feeling like the invisible man. Well, I want to add this, to move to another step. You ever felt like the invincible person? Now, if you start feeling like that without biblical grounds, without an understanding of the fact that you are, if you go and think that it's because of some program you've put in place that makes you invincible so that nothing can mess up your plan, then you're in for a great fall. There are many people that will have this attitude. Oh, I know this is going to happen because the Lord has told me so. I was reading a bit of history today, back in early 19th century. A man felt like the Lord had calls him to rise up and to throw over the shackles of slavery. And he led a rebellion and was put to death because of that. He felt like the Lord wanted him to do that. He felt so sure. So he went on this rampage and killed 60 of the southern slave owners. But it was not God's will, even though he was doing a noble thing of getting these manacles off these people. But he could not say that God told him to do that. And many people today will be hurt because you feel, the Lord told me to do it. You're not invincible if the Lord is not blessing you. Father, help us today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go on continuing to look in the book of John, chapter 16. The Lord tells us in verse 24, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." The verse before that also says, "Verily, verily." And the word "verily, verily," truly, truly, of a certainty, for sure, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Now, this many times will cause people to go off on a tangent and think, well, yes, you know, the Lord said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I'll do it. He'll do it. And no, it's like this. I put this stamp on what I want to do, and the stamp is, in Jesus' name, I figure out what I want to do and get all my plans in place, and now I'm ready to do. Oh, wait a minute. One thing I need to do, I need to get the rubber stamp out and stamp in Jesus' name across it. You know, like there's a passport of some sort, you know, if it doesn't have the seal on it, it has to have the raised letters and so on and so forth in order for it to be valid. Or a birth certificate here in the state of South Carolina, have to have the raised letters, and that's been a little bit changed now. But in order for the birth certificate to be valid, has to have the raised letters on it, on the stamp with some kind of embossing or device for it to be official. There are many people who feel like their prayers will become official if, when they desire something, they think it up, they dream it up, they put it forth, and then they say, now I'm going to present this to the Lord, stamp in Jesus' name, now I'm going to get it. Now that's not why the Lord blesses people. And that's not what he's talking about when he says, you pray and you ask in Jesus' name. Would the Lord Jesus himself ask for what you're asking? I've told you this again, and I don't mind sharing it. It illustrates so vividly what I'm illustrate is that when my son was very small, he and the neighbor kids were playing. One of the neighbor kids, rather, my next-door neighbor was playing. And then there was another kid in the neighbor, much bigger than both of them. And I was outside working on the car, and they were playing. This third kid came around, and finally the kid left. My son came to me as a little boy, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years old, somewhere along the line. He came to me and he says, "Daddy, will you get me a big dog?" And I said, "Well, why do you want a big dog?" And he said, "So that he can bite," and he named the kid that was causing them problems. And I said, "Oh, no, I won't get you a big dog so your dog wouldn't bite him." Now, he wanted this dog. He was very sincere. I love my son. I want to protect my son. Certainly not going to give him a big dog to bite somebody. And, you know, there are people who will say, "Lord, would you do this for me? So-and-so is bothering me. Would you?" No, that, see, you want to use the Lord like a person who works in witchcraft. And those who work along those lines, that's not the way the Christian is to live. God's going to get you. No, that's not the Christian way. You think of the people who suffered. What happened to our Lord? He was crucified, nailed to a cross. He suffered greatly. Did he ever say, "Oh, just wait till my Father deals with you"? No, that wasn't his desire. He opened not his mouth. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." So he prayed for them. He was not eager for the Lord to execute vengeance on them. We are so materialistic, or we're so temporal in the way we deal with things. In other words, we have to have it in a certain time, and we forget that God's time is not our time. Our time should be God's time. We want to do things God's way and in God's time. and you are frustrated because the Lord didn't answer a request when you wanted it and the way you wanted it. And so you sometimes go off into a corner and pout and sulk, and you're very upset because you ask in Jesus' name. And see, what you have done is you've misunderstood what he means. Would the Lord Jesus himself ask the Father that which you've asked? Would he go before the Father in the same spirit in which you've made your request? I hasten to say, and I go straight forward and tell you, indeed he would not. Keep looking to the cross. Look to the cross when you want to know how to handle the adversary. David, of course, prayed some imprecatory prayers. Psalm 35 is an imprecatory prayer. Psalm 109, an imprecatory prayer. There are many verses in the Psalms. Psalm 37, there are some things that talk about the Lord dealing with the wicked. But he will deal with the wicked. What your job and your focus and my focus is to be is to glorify God. The Lord doesn't have to have smooth seas for us to sail and to accomplish his purpose. The sea does not have to be like glass in order for God's ship of his providence to sail upon. He calms the sea, or he can command the sea, and he does, as he did with Jonah. He is in charge, and we are concerned about obedience to him and glorifying his name. Not that we should say we want what we want. Now, does that mean that we should never pray, Lord, remove this obstacle or remove this wicked person from office? If it be thy will, I think is the way we should put that on. We should close each request with that. Ask him. Then one man said to me years ago, he said, oh, you pray so fervently. And then just in case God doesn't answer, this was an unsaved man. So you say, if it be thy will. That's exactly the way it is. We want God's will to be done. It's not that we're saying, well, that's our way of getting out of it if the Lord doesn't hear. And no, he heard. It's just that we love him so much. We want his will to be done. And we can bring greater glory to him by submitting to his will, which is perfect. His way is perfect. So no, it is not a cop-out that we are saying, oh, I just hope that he'll do it, and if he doesn't, well, of course, if he doesn't answer it, it wasn't his timing for it to be answered that way. It wasn't his will for it to happen the way we've asked. You and I can't see over the wall of time. We can't see into the future. So that's why we submit to his will. And what a blessed thing it is to submit to the will of the living God. Oh, it is wonderful. Father, we do know that we need to ask often, and thou hast bid us to ask. Help us to ever ask of the Lord for those things that we need. But above all, Lord, we want to ask in thy name. We want to do thy will. So help us, I pray, to pray right for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson.